When you are different, seeing others like you matters. When you are the only face of color in a neighborhood, seeing other faces of color on the shows you watch or in the books you read can help you feel more connected. When you are the only person of faith in your workplace, seeing other people of faith in small groups or on social media can enrich your understanding of what you believe. When you are the only person who identifies as LGBTQ+ in your school, seeing others who identify as you do in the lessons you learn can help you feel less alone. That is why Washington state lawmakers just moved to include LGBTQ+ histories, perspectives, and contributions to the teaching requirements in our state. This isn't some new state-level mandate handed down in stone from Olympia. No, this is a new way for each school district in Washington to really look into its own history and its own community and celebrate LGBTQ+ people and students. Local school boards, administrators, teachers can find all kinds of ways to infuse current curriculum with more diversity. In Eastern Washington, for example, that might include a civics classroom visit by a gay-identified man who served on a city council. In Central Washington, perhaps a language arts classroom discussion about what it means to be two-spirited in indigenous cultures. In Western Washington, maybe an art class assignment documenting the lives of lesbian sports icons like Megan Rapinoe or Sue Bird. This goes far beyond just rainbow flags, pride weeks, or LGBTQ+ student clubs. Those are important, but this is about opening the aperture of what we teach and intentionally looking to include more voices in more places. As a kid, I always knew I was different. In my teen years, I started connecting that to what I was hearing about who gay people might be. I remember struggling to see examples of what gay could look like for my future. Would it be possible for me to have a career that I wanted, a partner who loved me, a family, maybe, even with kids? At that time, in the 1980s and the 90s, in small-town America, there weren't a ton of examples, but I did find them occasionally, and each one gave me hope. Sometimes just a glimmer. I could hold on to it, though, and feel less alone, but also see a possible path forward for being the true version of me. For kids who don't identify as LGBTQ+, seeing these perspectives and hearing these voices as a natural part of formal education and discussions in classrooms can only enhance their empathy and enlarge their worldview. I may not be a person of color, a woman, or a trans person, but I know I learn so much when I seek out their authentic perspectives and understand their contributions to this life. The same can be true for cis and straight students learning about LGBTQ+ people in their world. I applaud state lawmakers for moving our schools forward a little bit with this new law. I encourage those who weren't supportive of the effort to re-examine how it can make things better for all our kids in all our classrooms. The key is always listening and hearing each other as we share our authentic lived experiences. At its very essence, that is exactly what this law will do.